This is Philip Akiemi. Thank you for listening. I pray this message will encourage you to always be conscious of who you are in Christ in the name of Jesus. Amen. The passage I want to share with you is in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and it reads, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." At times, we are unaware of who we are. For example, if we were in a park and I was some distance behind you and shouted, "Royal, Prince, or Special," you might look around and say, "Where is the royal or princess calling?" But if I should do the same thing behind Harry, the grandson of Queen Elizabeth of England, he might turn around and say, "How may I help you?" Why? Because he knows and is always aware of who he is. Now, how does one become a prince or royal? It comes by birth. Let us read what the Bible says about you and our God. In John chapter 1, verse 12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." In teaching on prayer, Jesus tells us to address God as our Father in heaven. Jesus also said in John chapter 20, verse 17, "I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." In Psalm 95, verse 3, we read that our Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. Also, in Psalm 103, verse 19, "The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all." So, the moment we are born again, God sees us as part of a royal priesthood and his own special people. We must realize there is a high expectation that goes with being God's special people. Even the world has high expectations of their royals. If, for example, Prince Charles of England were involved in any shady business or seen partying and drunk, it would be news all over the world. If the world demands high standards of royals, how much more should be demanded of us who are the children of the Most High King? The need for awareness or being mindful of who you are helps in overcoming Satan's temptation. Jesus overcame Satan's temptation because he knew who he was. Satan brought him to the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here." Jesus replied, "It has been written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Because he is always aware of who he is. When Joseph was tempted by Potiphar's wife to lie with her, knowing his identity as one who fears and serves the living God, Yahweh. He said, how then could I do such a wicked thing as sin against God? That is why you can't join a get-rich-quick scheme or 419 or even raise your hand against your spouse. Why? Because of who you are, God's special people. As God's special people, we ought to make the world better for others, because Jesus also calls us the salt and the light of the world. Salt preserves food and makes it tasty, while light saves us from darkness. So should believers be to the world, but our words and actions do not always reflect who we truly are. So how can we remain true to our identity? 1. By relying on the Holy Spirit. Before Jesus went to the cross, he promised his followers the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, who would teach and remind us of all things. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said unto you. Secondly, by adding additives to our faith. What do I mean by additives? When you go to fill your car tank, you will commonly see two choices at a gas pump: regular and premium. In some places, the regular is called ordinary, while the premium is called special or super. But the regular and the premium gasoline are byproducts of crude oil. So what is the difference? The premium or special gas has additives that help burn off substances that cause air pollution, making our environment safer. You as a believer must add some additives to your faith to help burn off things that cause mind pollution, such as unforgiveness, hatred, or jealousy. As a result, the world or your environment is safer for people. These additives to our faith are what Apostle Peter teaches in 2 Peter chapter 1. The epistle is to us believers, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. From verse 5, but also for this reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, that is moral excellence or goodness, to virtue, knowledge, and that is spiritual knowledge from the Holy Spirit, not head knowledge, to knowledge, self-control, and that is keeping your passion under control, to self-control, perseverance, that is endurance under provocation, without seeking revenge, even when mistreated, to perseverance, godliness, that is piety, to godliness, brotherly kindness, that is caring for one another, and to brotherly kindness, love, and that is agape love, God's kind of love, which is always sacrificial. In verse 9, Apostle Peter said that if believers fail to add these things to their faith, they are short-sighted, even to blindness, and have forgotten that they were cleansed from their old sins. People won't care much about what we know until they see how much we care for them, and they are not likely to find our beliefs credible unless they see that we are as concerned about them as we are about ourselves. And not until we add these things to our faith will we be able to fulfill that. The conclusion to us being special people of God is as stated in the last part of our text, 1 Peter 2:9, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And in Matthew 5:16, it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. May our light continue to shine before the world so that they can see Christ through us. In the name of Jesus, amen.